Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to be with us as we study His Word together. Heavenly Father, what can we say about these things? We're learning so much about Your grace and about those that bring in false doctrine that would take Your gospel and make it something different than the good news that it is. I pray today as we study Your Word that You will once again be with us with Your Holy Spirit. Teach us by Your Holy Spirit and guide us into all truth, we ask, as You promised You would. And Lord, then empower us to live in ways that are pleasing to You by the things that we learn. We love You, Lord, and we thank You for this opportunity today. And we thank You in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Use Liberty to Serve. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13. As we have studied the words of Paul to the church members of Galatia, we have learned much about the liberty from the law that the doctrine of grace provides. We also have learned that there are those who are opposed to this liberty, and we have seen Paul's pointed reaction to them. However, what are the Galatians supposed to do with this liberty once they know they have it? Paul answers that question in chapter 5 and verse 13 of the book of Galatians, where he wrote, "For, brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Paul has just desired that those who distort the gospel of Jesus Christ be cut off. And now he directs his attention to giving reason and purpose to those who are free. He begins, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty." Let's note first that Paul points to a reason he desires the false teachers to be cut off. He employs the word "for," which denotes because, since, or an account of. And then he calls the believers in Galatia brethren again. He lets them know there's a certain freedom that is provided by the gospel or the doctrine of grace. Because the law was not able to be kept because of the flaws in people, it was necessary for one to come and fulfill the law so that all who believed in Him could be saved. Jesus was and is that one. Now all who have given their lives to Him have been called unto liberty from the keeping of the law as a basis for salvation. Paul goes on to say, "Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another." Paul knows that there are some who may decide to use their liberty to fulfill fleshly desires. They may use phrases like, "I'm free from the law, so I can do whatever I want to." And then they go on to indulge their flesh in whatever fleshly appetite they possess. Paul directs them away from using grace to fulfill their flesh. Rather, he points them to the real purpose of grace, but by love serve one another. The doctrine of grace was to lead them to a life of service toward one another by love. Because they were liberated from concentrating upon the keeping of the law and being righteous because of it, the church members were free to love one another, be gracious to one another, and serve one another as a church body. In other words, their liberty had purpose, and they were now free to serve others. Do we understand that we have been called unto liberty? Have we enjoyed the freedom that is within the doctrine of grace? Have we used our liberty to fulfill the desires of the flesh, or have we used our liberty to serve others by love? May our meditation today be to think over these questions and ask the Lord Jesus, as we thank Him for His grace, to fulfill through us the service to others by love that His liberty has provided. Let freedom ring within us as we use our lives to serve others. Next time, we will see how all the law is fulfilled. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.